Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 45. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant from myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your lord, bow to him. The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the richest of the people. All glorious is the princess in her chamber, with robes interwoven with gold. In many colored robes she is led to the king, with her virgin companions following behind her. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In place of your fathers shall be your sons. You will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. You may recognize these beautiful words, as many pastors in our church begin their sermons with these exact words of Paul, as recorded in the book of 1 Timothy. When I am sitting in the pews and I hear those words spoken, my body instantly relaxes and I feel calm. I let my eyes rest on the cross displayed on the altar, and my mind focuses on God's word spoken by a called and ordained servant of the Lord. For today's reflection and the following 2 weeks, I would like to pick up on each of these words while considering the chosen psalm. Grace. Our psalmist today is celebrating a marriage between a royal king and a beautiful woman. The king is described with words like handsome, mighty, majestic, and victorious. He has loved righteousness and hated wickedness, and grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Weddings are often considered special events, filled with much pomp and pageantry, especially if it's a royal wedding. Did you happen to watch the recent royal wedding in England of Prince William to Catherine last summer? After months of planning, the big day was filled with splendor, excitement, majesty, and joy. Guests were dressed in their finest clothing and on their best behavior. The bridegroom was strong, handsome, and chivalrous, while the bride was demure, beautiful, and graceful. Church bells pealed and crowds cheered. One London journalist wrote, "It was a moment of light to pierce the economic gloom." Well, I thought that journalist's comment was quite poignant for much of the world today. Martin Luther and other Bible scholars have said that Psalm 45 also points to an even more royal wedding, that of Christ, our eternal King, to us the church as his bride. Christ our King is majestic and mighty indeed, creator of all things on earth, in the sky and in the sea. Christ our King is most certainly victorious, having conquered Satan, sin, and death. We still have to live with the effects of sin while on this side of heaven, and it can be a pretty gloomy world, a world filled with sinful actions and words, fears, anger, distrust, and hopelessness. Sadly, even in the church, we can disagree, argue, and hurt each other's feelings. As a bride from that perspective, we certainly wouldn't feel deserving of such a grand celebration or the love of a mighty king. But thanks be to God, grace pours out from his lips. He did send his light, Jesus, and he has made us worthy to be his bride. worthy of salvation by that same grace. His grace which was given to each one of us as Christ's gift. And a free gift at that. It can't be earned or bought with our own works or money, but only because of God's generous mercy toward us, the undeserving. As Paul writes in Ephesians 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So it is that we can, as our psalmist today writes, with joy and gladness be led along as they enter the palace of the King. As we live our lives, may we strive to radiate that grace and patience and love toward others, attributes of God which he has mercifully given to us. If you have the opportunity to join in a marriage feast of a friend or family, it's a good time to remember that, as redeemed children of God and by his grace, part of the whole church on earth, we also are bound to Christ and his royal kingdom forever. By grace, we are ready. And we will one day be able to say, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the free gift of salvation by your grace through faith. You are our mighty King and Savior, and you reign on your throne now and forever. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.